Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. To the first leg of this African journey, which took the Pope to Cameroon's capital, Yaoundé, where on Thursday he visited the Centre Cardinal Paul-Émile Léger for the Disabled, underlining one of his favourite themes, faith as charity in action. "You are not alone in your pain," he said in French.
"Dans cette douleur, vous n'êtes pas seul."
For Christ himself is close to all who suffer.
Car le Christ lui-même est solidaire de tous ceux qui souffrent.
As several hundred people, many from church-run clinics in Cameroon, crowded a courtyard at the centre, situated on a hillside in a poor neighbourhood of the city. Festus Tarawali witnessed this encounter, describing it as the most touching of all, something he mentioned when he asked the Pope's spokesman, Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi, for his impressions. Let's listen.
The most touching moment of this trip is this meeting at the Cardinal Léger Center, you know, the Pope with the World of Suffering. What message should we take home from the encounter?
I think that the central message is love. Love and hope. That is, the Church, through the Pope, demonstrates that she loves really all the people in Africa, in particular the suffering people, the sick, the weak, and so on. They have to experience the love of the Church as a sincere love, is something that comes really from the profound of the earth. And hope, because if there is this encounter of love between the Church, between Christ and the suffering person, then we have a rich source of hope, of sense. The suffering is something that is a great richness for mankind, for the Church, and for every one of us. I think that this revelation of the sense of the suffering was really the center of this moving encounter of the Pope with the sick.
And of course, after that meeting with the World of Suffering, the Pope went back to the nuncio's residence and met with the members of the Special Assembly for Africa of the Synod of Bishops. What's the way forward from now on, because he symbolically opened the Second African Synod? What's the way forward from now on to October, when the Synod proper starts?
Yes, I think this beginning was not only symbolic, but was very real, because I have heard many, many important testimonies about the situation in Africa. There is already a richness, a basis to go on, also for the Pope and for the other collaborators of the Pope that were with him here. And I think that is really a very good impulse for the work of the Synod. Now that the Instrumentum Laboris is in the hands of every bishop conference, it will be in a short time in the hands of all the bishops of Africa, and in particular of the delegates of bishop conference that will come to Rome, and will be in the hands also of all people that are desiring to collaborate, to reflect, and to bring to Rome, to the representative, good counsel, good impulses, and good ideas. And then I hope that there will be a large movement of reflection that convey to the delegates the experiences, the requests, the idea, the hopes, that will give origin to a very important encounter of prayer and of reflection with the Pope in Rome in October. And then another step will be the reflection about what in the Synod will be said, to have at the end again a document, a synthesis document that can be used by the churches, local churches in Africa, for the next 10 years or 15 years.
Father, the last question. Pope has been here in Cameroon for the past 3 days. 3 days of very intense activities. The Pope has been to many places. He has spoken to many people, met with civil authorities, the bishops, and ordinary people. What's the impression like after this visit?
I think that the Pope has received a very profound impression by the people of Cameroon, of the readiness of these people to listen to the Pope and to be thankful to him for his coming and for his encouragement for a good development of their land. And this is symbolically for all Africa, because we have had the beginning of the Synod, that is something that has a sense for the entire continent. And then, in this sense, through Cameroon, the Pope has experienced the readiness of Africa to respond very well to his proposal and his encouragement in the sense of the gospel, of the doctrine, the social doctrine of the Church, to renew the society and Christian life in Africa. In this sense, I think that this first time of the trip was very successful, and the Pope is very happy, and I think that the Church in the continent feels on the right way to prepare the Synod and to renew herself.
And our thanks there go to the Pope's spokesperson, Jesuit Father Lombardi, and of course to Festus Tarawali. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.